Welcome to the HMO Experience, the UK's only HMO-focused property podcast, where every Monday, Matt, Jamie and Steve will inform and inspire you about everything to do with HMOs, rent to rent, and how to set up and grow a successful HMO business, whether you're just starting out or you're already on your way.
Hi guys, I'm Matt Harris and welcome to episode 31 of the HMO Experience podcast. I am here with Steve Mitchell.
What's up?
What's up? Quick update on Jamie. This is, what is it, week five?
Yeah, might be six.
Week five or week six of his Love Island experience. I think we're both surprised that he's managed to last this long.
Yeah.
However, he has shared with us a photograph.
Yeah.
Of his time at Love Island.
Yeah, have a look.
Which we're going to share with you right now. Look at that. Can you see? Oh, that's nice. Look.
Amazing photo.
Jamie, you're having so much fun. We're so envious of you right now.
Look at that palm tree.
Sunny and palm tree and shades and looking smart.
Looking cool.
What can we do? So the update is, obviously, Jamie is still in the house, which is amazing.
Vote Jamie.
Make sure that you vote for him and his Love Island to extend his Love Island experience. For now, though, we're going to bring it back to this episode. We're just going to have a little chat about a couple of things. Well, one of the things that you may encounter when managing your HMO, and that is blocked drains. I know, I can feel your excitement. This is the episode that you've been waiting for. So essentially, we're just going to have a little chat about our respective experiences with blocked drains. And how you may deal with them, what provisions or cover you can put in place. So that being said, Steve.
Maybe we could expand it out and call it blockages.
Ooh, blockages.
Yeah.
Okay.
Call it blockages.
So we're going to rename this episode, episode 31, blockages.
Yeah.
The doo-doos and the not-doo-doos for this episode.
Doo-doos. Sorry, it gets me every time. You're doing that on purpose now.
I am, yeah.
You're doing it on purpose.
I am. But look, Steve, I know you've been very, very excited to share your stories for this episode. So why don't you kick us off and tell all of our listeners
about blockages.
Yeah, about blockages.
So I learned very early on that when you're dealing with blockages, you get professionals.
Okay.
So picture this. It's summertime. It's probably around July, end of July, beginning of August. And in one of our six-bed HMOs, I get a call.
Mm.
And the call is that the toilet on the ground floor is backing up to the top of, you know, like in the bowl, you've got like the rim bit and then it's kind of going to overflow. But it's, as over time, it's starting to, the water's starting to like seep away and go back down to a normal level. So I call my mate Barry, who's our handyman at the time, and said, Baz, look, big Baz. He also looks like Jesus, actually.
Really? Jesus.
Jesus. I'm attracting these people in my life. Barry's a great
God-like
guy.
God-like figures.
Yeah, great, great guy. He is also a carpenter.
So
if you've listened to previous episodes, you'll understand the connection to that. So call Bazza. Bazza, we need to go over to St. Augustine's. We've got a blocked toilet, not entirely sure what it is. So have you got any equipment? No, I don't have any equipment. You need to get some equipment. What equipment do I need? He said, well, I suggest you get some gloves.
Mm.
I suggest you get some rods, which are like long bits of wire with like a handle on the end. He said, you might want to get a plunger.
Mm-hmm.
He said, there are these sort of like compressed gas things that look like it's a canister and it's got like a rubber plunger thing on the end.
Yeah.
So you might want to get one of those. So I'll off to B&Q I go. I spend 75 quid on gloves, plungers, rods, compressed gas, all that type of stuff. We rock up to St. Augustine's. Now, the downstairs toilet is just, as you imagine, like the toilet, there's a brick wall, and then you've got like a patio area on the outside. And in the patio area is the access point for the drains. And so we were at the property. The toilet water level has gone back down to its normal position. So we said, oh, maybe it's sorted itself. And he said, well, let's flush it. So we flush it, and the water rises again and stays there, and then gently, slowly starts to ease back down again. So he said, right, the first thing we've got, because I've never done this before, he said, put your black gloves on. So I get these black gloves, and I'm putting them on, and they come up to over my elbows, and I'm feeling all surgical and feeling all protected. So he said, right, have a go with the plunger. So I get the plunger, and I'm sort of like plunging with the plunger, and it's creating this sound. And where you think, oh, well, maybe we've done that. So we flush it again. No, the water comes back up, and it sort of like slowly goes back down again. So he said, right, well, we need to get rods. So we get these long, thin bits of wire, effectively, with a handle on the end. And it's probably about 2 meters, 2.5 meters long. And we start feeding this tube or this wire down the toilet, up through the U-bend, and it's going down. We're sort of like giving it a good old plunge, and bits of toilet paper starting to float back up to the surface in the toilet. And we keep going, and we keep going, we keep going. For 5 minutes or so, everything, right, well, let's give it a go. So we pull out, first of all, there's loads of gunk on the end of this thing. Yeah. So that's the first thing. So the first thing is, if you ever do that, make sure you've got a big enough bucket, because otherwise it starts to snake all over the place. Oh, so that was kind of interesting that we had to clean up. Anyway, we flush the toilet again.
Yeah.
And, it goes away, but then starts to back up again. Not as bad as it was before, but it's probably going up to about half the bowl now. So there's still a blockage there. So he said, right, we've got to go for the final option. I said, what's the final option? He said, what we need to do is we need to get this compressed gas can, and we need to put the suction cup over the sort of bowl thing.
Yeah.
And then you hit the compressed gas, and it fires a blast of compressed gas through the paint, and it'll just clear anything in its way.
Okay.
So I said, all right, we'll do that. So we lift up the lid. We get the cup all nicely suctioned. We do the countdown. 3, 2, 1, whoop. And suddenly this compressed gas goes through the system, and we hear a ka-gunk outside. And I said, did you hear that? He said, yeah. I said, what is that? He said, I don't know. I said, well, can you pop out and just see what is it? It might be someone coming through the back gate.
Yeah.
So we open up the little window, and he's standing outside. He said, try doing that again. I said, try doing what? He said, fire another blast of compressed gas. I said, all right. I said, are you ready? He said, yeah. So we did the countdown. 3, 2, 1. Hit the end of the canister. Mm. The compressed gas goes through the system, and we hear this ka-clunk. And Barry Ritchie said, I know what the ka-clunk is. And I said, what is it, Baz? He said, well, when you push the button and the compressed gas has gone through the pipe, the manhole cover has leapt 2 inches out of the air, and there's now shit all over the, over the patio. So guess how much? So I spent 75 quid on bits and pieces, and now a couple of hours clean up. Guess how much it would have cost me to call out Dynarod?
65 quid.
65 quid.
Right.
Yeah,
it is.
It's 65 quid. Yeah. Because that's part of the British gas package that we're already paying for on the boilers. Mm. I just didn't think to call Dynarod to come and solve this problem for us.
That's the Home Care 4 package? Is that
three
the one?
We've got.
Three, okay.
Home Care 3. Okay. So we've got, or it might actually be two. So we've got the boiler, heating controls, and drains. We don't have the electrics bit, but we've got the heating controls, boiler, and drains. And so what was the lesson I learned from that? The lesson I learned from that is, if it's something out of my comfort zone, get a professional to do it.
Yeah.
So I'm kind
and of, check your cover.
And check your cover, yeah. But I'm kind of proud that I had a go.
Yeah.
But not so proud that I had to clean up all this mess over over the patio.
No.
So
no, that's not fun.
No, it's not fun. But
so, yeah, go on. No, sorry, go on. I cut you off. Go on.
No, so I was going to say, so if you're starting out and it's likely that at some point you are going to get a block drain and you don't have this cover in place, then unfortunately you've got a result to the previous way that I did it by going down to B&Q and buying all that stuff.
Yeah.
And potentially having to clear up after yourself.
Yeah, it's not nice. Now, we've only had, we've had a couple of experiences of block drains, both of the same house. A house we took on last summer. Everything was going fine. And then all of a sudden, like you said, the toilets, you know, were flushing and then filling up to the sort of rim of the bowl. So that happened a few times. And the housemate said, oh, you know, I think the toilet is blocked. So we got a drain guy out. So the first guy came and, you know, went into the back garden, went into the manhole cover there and spread out whatever he does, got like a jet wash, I think, to push everything the other way. And it all kind of worked. But the house is on quite a big plot of land and from the house pipe, I guess, to the public highway is quite far.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to push it out as far as was necessary. And he said, look, in order for this to go any further, you're going to need to get a big old truck, you know, to get some suction out there to suck it all out. I was like, okay, fair enough. Like, we're not going to go down that route because that's quite a big chunk of change and that's something that's going to be the landlord's responsibility. So we were like, we'll monitor it and see how long this will last right now. You know, he said that there was a historic buildup of wet wipes.
Okay.
And apparently they cause quite a lot of
flatbergs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't until a housemate sent me a video. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
Mm.
So yeah, it was primarily down to that. So subsequently, then 2 or 3 months later, the same thing happened again and we got another guy out, and he managed to push the waste, I guess, or unblock the drains a little bit further to almost the edge of the highway. And he said the same thing. Look, you need to phone Thames Water. They'll be pretty responsive. They'll send someone out within, I think, 12 hours or 24 hours to come and check. And, you know, you need to give them these instructions and then they'll be able to clear the drains for you. So, you know, off the back of his advice, I gave Thames Water a call. And lo and behold, like within, I think, 10 hours, there was a team there. They went there. They took off the manhole cover at the public highway and then looked at how far the drain was falling within the boundary of the property. And they said, look, you know, you're about half a foot away from the public highway, so we can't touch you. We can't do anything with that. You're going to need to get the owner to undo. I can't remember what it was called. Something like a fitting rod cap, something like that, at the front of the property to flush through for the last half a foot.
A rodding point.
Rodding point.
That's it.
And then they would be able to take it on from there and clear out the rest of the blockage from the public highway. So we had to go through a process of notifying the landlord and saying, look, this is what we've done.
Yeah.
There's nothing more that we can do to rectify the situation. Obviously, the drains are working fine right now, but just bear in mind that at some stage over the forthcoming months, you're going to have to deal with this issue because, you know, we can't repeatedly go through this process and incur the cost. Like, there's a longer term issue that needs to be rectified. So that was really, that's really to date been our only sort of adverse drain experience. I know in previous episodes you've mentioned about you know, girls' hair and conditioner as well. So as a result of that, we started putting in plug hole covers on all of our properties, which have been a lifesaver. But yeah, other than that, I think we've been all right with drains.
Do you have any ensuite rooms?
Two. Yeah.
So one of the things that we found an issue with ensuite rooms is where people are cooking food and then taking it back to their rooms and then not finishing their plate and then scraping the food down the toilet and trying to flush it away, as opposed to going back down into the kitchen, scraping their food off in the food waste, and then washing it. So this isn't an experience that I've had, but a good friend of ours, Jenny Fenton, who works out of Oxford, she shared a story whereby she had had to go and fish a jacket potato out of a toilet because that was that was causing blockages. And when she sort of quizzed the customer as to how the hell it got there, it then transpired that they just couldn't be asked to go and scrape their plate off, and they're putting food down. So that costs a lot of money. And jacket potatoes, if they're not cooked properly, can be sort of quite hard.
Yeah.
And if it starts to go, if it's that sort of size and gets lodged in one of the pipes, then you've got a real problem.
That's an issue.
So one of the things that you, if you have ensuite rooms and you're doing your check-in, and I know this sounds banal and it sounds stupid, but part of your check-in process must lay down the law to the customers to say, well, look, if you have a blockage in your ensuite and it's caused, or it's found to be caused by food waste, you are the only person that uses this. You are the only person or your guests that is likely to do that. Therefore, we are going to charge you the full whack plus our management time, and you've got to make it punitive because it's got to act as a deterrent in order to prevent those potential blockages going up. Because if that jacket potato did get down into the pipework, thinking about it, I have no idea. I have no idea how you would clear that. And it's easily done because customers, unfortunately, they don't see it as their own, but it is their own bathroom, but they don't own it.
Yeah.
And I don't think of the knock-on consequences. So if you've got en suites, that's just something to be mindful of.
Lay down the potato law.
The potato law.
potato.
The only other problem that we have had with drains, actually we've had two other problems with drains, is if you have older properties, like Victorian-style properties, what you may find is that the waste that comes out from sinks or showers will go into almost like an open drain. So if you can imagine the pipe coming through the wall and there is a drain in the ground, but the pipe doesn't go into the ground as it would do like a rainwater pipe, but it just hovers over the top of the drain, and then the wastewater comes out and goes into the drain. So in the wintertime, leaves tend to come off of trees. excuse me. And when it starts to get windy, those leaves start to blow around. And because the drain is sort of set down below the surface of the surrounding ground, it becomes a trap point for leaves. So what can potentially happen is as the as you get into wintertime, the leaves get caught into the drain. The water is coming on top of it, which is kind of making them decompose. And what that then does is turns into like a sludgy, slimy type material. And if you don't regularly go and clean all that out, or be more proactive and go to B&Q or other fine hardware stores, you can get plastic covers that sit over the top of those drains, and it has sort of like plastic fingers where the pipes come through. So it means that the leaves don't actually congregate in those drains, and it means you don't have those blockages. Because by the time that all decomposes over winter, and then you start to get the housemates cooking, and they're doing grilling, and they're doing oven baking and all that, and they're cleaning their pots and pans and all that type of stuff. Well, once you start to get fat in hot water, it's in a soluble solution. But when it starts to go through the drain and it starts to cool, it starts to become a hardened material. Mm. So you get that hardened fat, we're talking really technical now. You get that hardened fat material. When it starts to mix with the decomposing leaves, that then becomes like glue. And then you have to get people like DynaRod or other good drain clearing services out to solve that problem.
Yeah.
And it got so bad with one of our properties that they had to bring this, it was almost like a blender. So it was a bit of wire, and on the end of it, it had like a, you know, like a blender blades type thing.
Yeah.
And it was literally whizzing round and cutting through all this fat and all this leaf debris. And there's probably a wet wipe or two in there as well.
Yeah.
And that cost us 130 quid. Because, again, we didn't realise that DynaRod offered this service as part of the bloody package. So
now you do.
Now you do.
Lessons learned.
Yeah, and
thank you, DynaRod.
And I would say that as a top tip, if you are looking after other people's properties, to get that British Care package with the DynaRod option on it will save you so much money.
Okay.
Because to get a local contractor out, I mean, you're talking like hundreds of pounds of copper, whereas all you need to do is pay your excess, and then away you go.
Yeah, 65 quid. Would you say that is a Steve's final word? Or have you got another final word to give us?
Would I say it's a Steve's final word? Possibly, yes.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's certain from my perspective, it certainly is a good investment.
Yeah.
To pay for that insurance. Plus, it also means that we don't have to keep going back to the customer because the client or the property owner, because we're charged with the management of that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a low cost item, really.
Yeah.
And when you start to come back and do your negotiation, and they go, "Well, I want more money. I want more money." You go, "Well, fine, I can give you more money, but just be aware that I spent this amount of money on your property, and therefore I want you to take that responsibility on going on forward."
Yeah.
And then when they start to see all the work and the hassle, you can go, "Well, why don't we just stay the same then?"
Yeah.
And then that's worked once or twice.
Yeah.
I've used that sort of little tactic in terms of negotiation for rent rises. So, yeah.
Nice.
Cool. How long have we spent talking about block drains?
I think we're coming close to, 22 minutes.
22 minutes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I challenge anyone else out there to talk for 23 minutes. On block drains. But I mean, if you've got your, we'd love to hear your block
drains. Give us your drain stories. Give us your drain stories. Like, we're waiting in anticipation for your terrifying stories about block drains and your solutions to them or not. But yeah, I think definitely Steve has mentioned it a couple of times. British Care, home care package. British Gas Home Care Package. They do, I think it's home care 1 to 4, varying levels of cover. Definitely well worth the investment for instances like this. Obviously, you know, they won't happen every day, but when they do happen, they're a pain in the arse. So you want to make sure that you're covered and able so that they can be dealt with promptly and by professionals rather than you donning the long over the elbow rubber gloves and digging down deep into the toilet bowl, plunger or not, wire or not. So I think Steve's already had his final word, so I'm going to cut it off for there now.
Actually, I do have one final.
Go on then, Steve. Give us your final word.
So one of the things that we now do, I mean, we talked about the leaves in the drains.
Yeah.
So we now build that into our weekly house checks.
Okay.
So it's better to fish out one or two little leaves as opposed to having handfuls and stuff. So that is something that is now part of our weekly checks.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, look, Steve, we are coming up to 25 minutes. Talking about drains. So, listeners, thank you very much for bearing with us on this riveting topic. Unfortunately, it is something that you need to be mindful of, especially as you take on sort of older, like Georgian and Victorian properties where the plumbing and draining isn't as modern.
Or
and
robust.
Or robust and is susceptible to instances like this. So, we're going to leave it there for now. Please do leave us your comments and share your stories on the HMO Experience Facebook page. Make sure you comment on the HMO Experience YouTube channel as well. Head over to the Property and HMO Forum and stick in your feedback there as well, and connect with other like-minded property investors, HMO operators, where they share 1,001 stories about block drains and other matters. Watch out for hashtag HMO Hacks, which will be on Twitter, Insta, Facebook, and I think that's it. Also, make sure that any questions that you have that you specifically want us to answer, post them with hashtag HMO Hacks. We constantly check for any questions that are asked specific. If there's anything troubling you right now, which we can help with, and post them with hashtag HMO Hacks at the end. Also, come and check us out at PPN St. Pancras, which is every third Wednesday of the month at Impact Hub, King's Cross. You'll be able to connect with Jamie, Steve, and myself. Also, guest speakers per event, which is great. And there is a bonus little takeaway, which Steve will tell you about right now.
If you come to the registration desk and say, "I am Matt Harris," we'll let you in for free.
Yay. Not me, but kind of me. Yeah. It's fine. So for now, we will leave it at that. We have another very exciting episode coming up next week where we're talking about, what are we talking about, Steve?
Pest control.
Pest control, baby, vermin and stuff. So for now, it is going to be goodbye from Steve.
Auf Wiedersehen.
And Auf Wiedersehen, pet, from me as well. See you next time.
Ciao.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the HMO Experience. Don't forget that all of the resources mentioned in each episode will be available on our website, www.thehmoexperience.co.uk. We regularly update our website with new content to help you along your HMO journey. So make sure you check out www.thehmoexperience.co.uk for more details. Also, remember to join our online community by liking the HMO Experience Facebook page and subscribing to our YouTube channel.